The 1950s-era Fairbanks public transit bus was hoisted from where it long sat off the Stampede Trail on the west side of the Teklanika River. National Guard spokesperson Candace Olmsted says a Chinook helicopter was used to lift the bus, providing a good training opportunity.
We got the Chinooks less than 2 years ago, and for them to be able to do this heavy lift, sling load operation really worked out well.
Olmsted says the bus had attracted hikers trying to reach the site where McCandless died after his story was popularized by a 2007 movie version of John Krakauer's 1996 book, Into the Wild.
There were 15 bus-related search and rescue operations by the state between 2009 and 2017. And as recently as this February, the Alaska State Troopers rescued 5 Italian hikers, one of which suffered severe frostbite. Individual travelers from Switzerland and Belarus drowned in 2010 and 2019.
The bus has been what you could term an attractive nuisance.
State Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Dan Sadler says the DNR coordinated the bus removal operation with several departments and the National Guard to address the problem.
We decided that with the help of the National Guard, we found a way to safely and economically remove the bus so we can keep it safe and decide what to do with it long term.
The bus, which is in very deteriorated condition, has been temporarily put into storage at an undisclosed location. According to a state release, it may eventually be put on public display. Denali Borough Mayor Clay Walker emphasizes that removal of the bus will reduce the potential of hiker deaths as well as dangerous and costly search and rescue operations. But
at the same time, the bus is a notable part of our history here. It's been back since the early 60s, and of course, it's world famous, and seeing it leave the Stampede Corridor was honestly a little bittersweet.
Mayor Walker notes that the Denali Borough Assembly approved a resolution in March asking the state to remove the bus. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.